This procedure represents the first direct link between a human brain and a computer. The link is permanent. Now, of course, any man sitting at a computer console and interacting with the computer by pressing buttons can be said to be linked. Too stuffy, he thought. He ran the tape back and made changes. Now, a man sitting at a computer console and interacting with the computer by pressing buttons is linked to the computer. But that link is not direct, and the link is not permanent. Therefore, this operative procedure represents something rather different. How is one to think about it?
He stared at the TV image of the operation, then continued.
One might think of the computer in this case as a prosthetic device, just as a man who has his arm amputated can receive a mechanical equivalent of the lost arm, so a brain-damaged man can receive a mechanical aid to overcome the effects of brain damage. This is a comfortable way to think about the operation. It makes the computer into a high-class wooden leg. Yet the implications go much further than that.
He paused to look at the screen. Somebody at the main tape station had changed reels. He was no longer seeing the operation, but a psychiatric interview with Benson before the surgery. Benson was excited, smoking a cigarette, making stabbing gestures with the lighted tip as he spoke. Curious, McPherson turned the sound up slightly.
Know what they're doing. The machines are everywhere. They used to be the servants of man, but now they're taking over. Subtly taking over.
Ellis stuck his head into the office, saw the TV screen, and smiled.
Looking at the before pictures?
Trying to get a little work done,
McPherson said, and pointed to the dictation machine. Ellis nodded, ducked out, closing the door behind him.
Benson was saying, No, I'm a traitor to the human race because I'm helping to make machines more intelligent. That's my job, programming artificial intelligence. And
McPherson turned the sound down until it was almost inaudible. Then he went back to his dictation.
In thinking about computer hardware, we distinguish between central and peripheral equipment. That is, the main computer is considered central, even though in human terms it may be located in some out-of-the-way place, like the basement of a building, for example. The computer's readout equipment, display consoles, and so on, are peripheral. They are located at the edges of the computer system, on different floors of the building.
He looked at the TV screen. Benson was particularly excited. He turned up the sound and heard,
Getting more intelligent. First steam engines, then automobiles and airplanes, then adding machines. Now computers, feedback loops.
McPherson turned the sound off.
For the human brain, the analogy is a central brain and peripheral terminals, such as mouth, arms, and legs. They carry out the instructions, the output of the brain. By and large, we judge the workings of the brain by the activity of these peripheral